I didn't think too much about Carson Mack at first. He was just an old country singer who looked as if he traveled too many miles. He'd had his day back in the 1970s and ended up living down on the shore in West Seattle. He was worth an article for the Rocket, nothing more than that. But he suckered me in. A sob story about the son he'd never seen, supposed to be living somewhere in western Washington state. I shouldn't have agreed to look for him. I knew it was stupid. I had my son to keep me busy, almost a year old and needing attention, and a husband who was on the road, a garden waiting to be dug. I said yes. It would be easy. I was a writer. I knew how to research. But it seems there are stories that should be told, and others it's better to let lie, to forget and allow the ground to grow over them, because some family secrets are too dark for the daylight. And when you start digging down to try and find the truth, things can turn dangerous and deadly. I wasn't going to get involved. That's what I told myself. I wasn't going to get involved.